From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees at an international donors conference and is calling for the Syrian government and Russia to halt attacks on rebel-held areas in order to let humanitarian aid through. The conference opened Thursday in London. Here's British Prime Minister David Cameron.
Today's conference has seen the largest amount of money ever raised in one day in response to a humanitarian crisis, with well over $10 billion pledged.
The amount pledged aims to support people in Syria as well as in Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey, neighboring countries that are strained by the exodus of refugees fleeing the fighting. Somali officials investigating an apparent bomb blast that forced a passenger jet to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu say the explosion was likely the work of the militant group Al-Shabaab. Speaking to VOA, Somalia's former National Intelligence Director, Ahmed Mualim Fiki, says the nature of the incident and the evidence available so far both indicate it was a planned bomb attack. The senior U.S. military commander in Afghanistan, Army General John Campbell, told lawmakers here in Washington on Thursday that training for Afghan forces will be severely constrained if the number of American troops there is cut to 5,500, as President Obama is proposing. Congressional critics of Mr. Obama's military operations against the Taliban fighters in Afghanistan say reduced U.S. troop levels will undermine the American efforts that started shortly after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. This is VOA News. A Pakistani Islamist leader accused of masterminding the 2008 Mumbai attacks that killed more than 160 people has threatened India will face a wave of violence unless it stops military oppression of the people in the disputed Kashmir region. VOA's Ayesha Tanzim has details.
The founder of Lashkar-e-Taiba, Hafiz Saeed, who India blamed for the Mumbai carnage, issued the warning while addressing a gathering in Muzaffarabad, the capital of the Pakistani-administered portion of Kashmir. He again told New Delhi to withdraw its 700,000-member army from the Himalayan region or face consequences. He says if India continues what he calls a policy of trying to crush Kashmir's independence and struggle with military might, then violence will go further. Ayesha Tanzim, Islamabad.
World Health Organization advising officials not to accept blood donations from people who recently returned from countries affected by the Zika virus. Mosquito-borne virus is most prevalent in Latin America, particularly Brazil, and poses its greatest danger to pregnant women. WHO also is voicing concern over a case of Zika virus in the U.S. state of Texas caused by sexual transmission. Christian Landmeer is with the WHO.
The ways of transmission have to be strongly looked into. Any possible sources of infection for the Zika virus have to be studied carefully. There are many ways which could be a transmission could happen, although right now the vast majority of cases are done by mosquito bites, of course. We do know that the virus stays in the blood for a certain while. We don't even know the exact time.
Virus was discovered in Uganda's Zika forest in 1947, but scientists say it never has been a major problem on the continent. There's speculation that Zika in the Americas may be a different strain, but further study is needed to confirm that. President Obama has promised to provide more financial aid and other support for Colombia as the government prepares to finalize a peace deal with the left-wing guerrillas it has battled for more than 50 years. After meeting with Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos at the White House Thursday, Mr. Obama announced additional funding and other measures he said that will help Colombia rebuild after its fight in its agreement with FARC. U.S. politics, two remaining Democratic presidential candidates, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, held a debate, a tense one, they said, at times, in the state of New Hampshire, comes just days before the state holds the nation's first presidential primary.
That's the latest world news from VOA.